Commentator Frank DeFord has a modest proposal for the NFL.
Now that football season is upon us again, I would like to start off by saying, let's get the foot out of football. It's time to call it, say, pass ball or smash ball. Then we Americans could, like everyone else, call soccer by its proper name, football. Everybody would be much happier this way. The trouble with our football is that the foot has gotten too prominent. If the feet in soccer were as accomplished as the feet in football, scores would be 9-8 or 12-11, and we'd all be watching Monday Night Soccer. But when I see an American football game now, I'm reminded of the old Fats Waller classic, "Your feet's too big." What the football feats is doing is too big for the good of the game. For decades now, the extra point has been called automatic. But no more is that just hyperbole. In the NFL now, 99% of point afters split, as they say, the uprights. That's ridiculous. Nothing else in sport is automatic. Nothing in sport should be automatic. For that matter, nothing in life should be automatic. Field goals have gotten almost as tedious. Now, 80% of attempted field goals in the NFL are successful. Good grief, 2/3 of field goals tried from at least 40 yards out. Split the uprights. Make field goals count only 2 points. Or since the goalposts can't fight back, let the defense jump up on each other's shoulders and form pyramids like those walls in soccer. Make those kickers have to learn to bend it like Beckham. And punts. Aren't you tired of scaredy-cat coaches with 4th and inches always punting? You got these great running backs churning out yardage down the field, but as soon as it's close, the coaches punt. You might as well have cleanup hitters in baseball bunt. Kicking makes wimps out of football coaches. Kickoffs are fun to watch, but they're automatic, too. Automatic mayhem. You've got 22 guys averaging about 1/8 of a ton each, wearing armor, colliding at full speed. The soldiers at Antietam and Gallipoli had a better chance. The colleges are moving kickoffs back to the 30-yard line this year in order to create more fun and brutality. Some coaches have already professed deep concern. The Department of Orthopedics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York is decrying this insane added danger. What we should do is only allow those squibbly little onside kicks where the ball bounces around all crazy and it's fun and goofy and altogether unautomatic. Or hey, let's just kick the foot out of football and play the game with the good hands that God gave us red-blooded Americans.
Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you because your feet's too big.
Frank DeFord's new novel is The Entitled, a story of baseball, celebrity, and scandal. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
My goodness, gun to gun boats.